This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and here's what we have on tap. We are going to get to some calls in a little bit, don't worry about that, but actually, probably 10, 15 minutes from now, I'll explain the rules here in a minute. Well, I want to talk about these hackers first, hackers taking control of this water station in Pennsylvania. We're going to get to that. Probably going to get to the Big Mac meals, the 12-year-old Jack in a forklift, and many other things this hour. Now, before I give out the phone number, let's go over some rules. I don't think we've taken phone calls in like a month on the show, so folks are probably a little rusty. There's no small talk here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't ask me how I'm doing or any of that other stuff. I'm not going to thank you for the call. Isn't that the lamest thing in the world? Just go. When you go, just get right to the point, all right? You can talk about what you want, but I'm specifically asking for COVID lockdown stories. Did you suffer? Did someone in your family suffer negative consequences from lockdown, vaccine, all that stuff? 877-377-4373 is the number, all right? 877-377-4373. Before we get to all that, I want to get to this because the story out of Pennsylvania is not getting a bunch of play, but it jumped out at me right away. What happened? All right, there was a water station in Pennsylvania. Don't worry about anything. Everything turned out to be okay. But some Iranian hackers called the Cyber Avengers, that's really freaking cool, by the way, called the Cyber Avengers, hacked into these things. They didn't actually do anything significant as far as turning off the water or the safety of the water. They just put some things on the computer screens, down with Israel and stuff like that. It was just a bunch of juvenile stuff for the most part. But it reminded me of this conversation I had with the tech guy, a guy who does tech security and has done it at the highest possible level, tech security and things like that. And he said, Jesse, here's where we're at right now as a nation. Because we have never suffered a severe, devastating, deadly cyber attack in this country. We've been attacked cyber many times, but not something that's had deadly consequences. He said, because of that, he said, I want you to picture all these critical systems in this country. These are his words, not mine. I want you to picture them as all of them being held in different cardboard boxes. All right, so we have cardboard boxes that hold our critical infrastructure systems, oil pipelines, water systems, things like that. He said, I want you to picture your home. You're loading all these boxes into a room in your home. They're all in the same room, all these critical things. And he said, Jesse, our security in this country for these critical things. It's like taking all these boxes, putting them in the room, and then instead of a door, just kind of having a sheet of paper hang in the doorway. He said, that's the amount of security we have compared to the threats that are out there. Not just by foreign nation states, private actors working for foreign nation states, so on and so forth. This is part of the reason why I have gotten more obsessive, if you will, over the years about digging in and making sure my family is more prepared in case something bad happens. Now, no, we're not prepared to live off the grid for 40 years. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you to do anything crazy. In fact, I'm not telling you to do anything. All I'm saying is be aware. Be aware that this is a thing. And right now, it was no big deal. It's okay. It's a water station in Pennsylvania. Nobody was hurt. They put some, you know, anti-Jewish stuff on the screen. Okay, no, really no big deal there. That was this time. What happens next time? Remember, they already shut down an oil pipeline in the east. That was from a few years ago. And there were gas lines in the east. One hack, one pipeline, boom, gas lines. How crazy is that? That's why it's on my mind. I'll put it to you this way. And you know what the saddest part of it is? And I don't know that you can really point any fingers and blame. This is just kind of human nature. I don't think anything's going to change security-wise until something goes bad. Until something bad happens, because that's generally what prompts change, right? People need to experience pain and suffering, and then they look around, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like the people who keep voting Democrat.
From the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security majority, they say the price tag per year is $451 billion. That is both for the housing and care of the asylum seekers as well as those known gotaways.
Asylum seekers. I had to play that. That wasn't MSNBC. That was Fox Business. Again, the right taking on the language of the communist. Asylum seekers. Migrants. Good friggin' grief. You bunch of liars. They're illegals. Anyway. All right. Hey, Jesse, I listen to your show often, and you ask for COVID stories about how it affected our lives. I'm a writer, but I'll try to keep this short. I'm unvaccinated, and I'll skip to a couple other parts. He said, I delivered food via DoorDash, Instacart. Sometimes I was the only car on the freeway. I moved back to my home in New England in October of 2020. I had my master's in education with a focus on creative writing and poetry. Not one of the universities would allow me to work or teach because I was not vaccinated, so I've been delivering pizza for 3 years. I have no shame in working in the service industry. However, I've been shunned from the academic world. I contacted every state entity I could and still no response. So now I'm stuck with $100,000 of student loans I can't repay because I'm not allowed on any campus. Good times. Anyway, that's the short version of my story. She didn't say I could use her name, so I will not. Think about that. Somebody develops a passion for creative writing, for teaching, works hard to get a master's degree in education. Certainly not something I could ever accomplish because, well, they didn't offer those at my community college. Anyway, works hard, gets a master's degree, and then because of something that doesn't even work, she's not allowed on college campuses anymore. Anyway, remember the Biden administration?
The Labor Department is going to soon be issuing an emergency rule for companies with 100 or more employees to implement vaccination requirements in their among their workforce. Every day, we see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work.
How evil is it? How evil are the institutions? How evil is it to do that to a nation full of people? Whether, look, you know what's crazy? Even if that thing actually turned out to be a vaccine, which it wasn't, even if it turned out to work, which it didn't, even if it lasted, which we know it didn't by their own admission now, even if it was the most wonderful thing ever, you still don't get to mandate it to a, quote, free people. And yet mandate after mandate after mandate after mandate of that poison heart attack shot came down in this country under Republicans and Democrats. And it makes me sick. And these people deserve to have their stories told. Jesse, my wife was killed by COVID protocols on January 27th, 2022. Jesse, love your show, your unfiltered delivery. Upon receiving my second jab of the so-called vaccine, I felt like I was going to die. My heart started racing. I got faint. I almost passed out on the floor. The following 3 days, I couldn't walk. My hips felt like they had no cartilage in them. I felt like complete crap for 2 weeks. From then on, I had monthly what I called Moderna attacks where I could hardly get out of bed. This went on for a year. I found out that I had a, quote, bad batch. Have you ever heard of such a thing with a normally proven vaccine? My wife refused to get the jabs. She got COVID, it was over it in less than 3 days with natural immunity, which was totally discredited. We believe this is one of the biggest scams ever pulled on the American public. Never again. How can we ever trust the government? Story after story after story, and we're going to get to your stories in just a moment. These stories deserve to be told. Oh, and I have more, and you can still email more, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And in a way, in a small way, I am grateful. I'm grateful because now I know not to trust our medical institutions in this country. I do. I vet my doctors now. I vet my nurses. I vet my medical locations as much as I possibly can. This is why I talk to you about chalk so much. I have gone as natural as I possibly can. Look, do we still need medications from time to time? There's no question about it. I'm not saying that. I prefer the natural route now. Natural herbal supplements. Chalk isn't my last stop. It's my first stop. I take a male vitality stack every day. There's female vitality stacks. There's the new Chad Mode pre-workout powder. It's the best. But go. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse lets you take advantage of all the sales, and they are virtually endless right now. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Not your last stop, your first stop. Go see what they've got. Your calls. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to your calls in a second. Yes, I am familiar with Napoleon, Chris, as most men are familiar with Napoleon. And I'm aware there's a new Napoleon movie out there. I have heard it's the worst, least accurate thing ever. And then I saw some from somebody that it was the best thing ever. And now I have no idea whether or not I want to go. It costs $30, $40 a person to go to the movie theater anymore. It really does. No, it does, Chris. You wait until you have kids. You go to the movies. A movie ticket's what? $10, $12 at least now? At least now? I don't want to sound like my old man, but we went to the movies for $4 when I was a child. Now it's $10, $12. That's before you buy a soft drink. That's before you get nachos, because movie theater popcorn is, honestly, it's for suckers. It's for suckers. Get the nachos. They have the, anyway, before you get the candy. Going to the movies is not some cheap night out, pal. And speaking of sounding like my dad, I'll get to your calls here. Big Mac extra value meals, up to $18 in some places. Again, I don't want to be that old guy back in my day, but value meals at fast food joints were $2.99 for most of my life. $18? So if me, the wife, and kids go to McDonald's now, it's $80? That's an $80 meal? Yeah. But don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's the price gouging.
Let me be clear. To any corporation that's not brought their prices back down, even as inflation's come down, even as supply chains have...
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, all right, let's get to it. Remember, right to the point. Rick, Colorado, go.
Jesse.
Linda, Tampa, go.
My mom in September of 2020 was diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer. Oh. And so immediately she had the Whipple surgery, and upon recovery started chemo. And in the spring of 2021, I guess I don't want to name the cancer center, but it's the number one cancer center in Florida. They didn't force her, but they coerced her to get the COVID jab. And I was so upset. She had gotten it on one of the few appointments that I wasn't there to be with her. And in the midst of it, she was in chemotherapy, if you could believe that. So just absolutely terrible.
Oh, hey, she's still around then? Did she make it?
No, unfortunately she didn't. So the doctor who did the Whipple had said he was really confident that he had gotten all of it. And I do know, as we're all becoming aware, cancer is deadly, but pancreatic cancer is one of the most deadly that you can get. Yeah. Yeah. So she was, quote unquote, they did not see cancer for 6 weeks, and then it came back stage four. So I can't blame it on the jab particularly, but the fact that they were coercing people on chemo to get something that they knew nothing about to begin with, that is making healthy people ill, you know?
They coerced a woman on chemo, and they didn't even know about it. Golly. Ken, Michigan, go.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I was getting really good advice from my primary care physician's office when COVID started. That is, since we know who controls the CDC, who controls the World Health Organization, communists, we must do the opposite of what they tell us. Yeah. Don't trust your health to communists.
Well, do the opposite is, oh gosh. Howard, New York, go.
Hi, Jesse. Two things. First, I'm in New York. My mother was in a nursing home, and in April of 2020, she was forced to die alone. All alone because Cuomo had the lockdown, and you know he was the one that brought COVID into the nursing homes. Second,
mom died all alone in a nursing home. Golly, Stephanie, Vancouver, go.
Yes, I work in a hospital. I was off for a month during COVID, trying to hope that I wouldn't have to get the vaccine. I ended up happening to get it because I didn't want to lose my pension, and I also have three kids on my medical insurance. I went ahead and got the vaccine. My family did not get it. I was sicker than a dog for 10 days. My family never did get COVID. I got COVID right after I got the vaccine. My mom got the COVID shot. 2 weeks after she got COVID, she got blood clots in her whole body.
Oh.
She got the COVID shot the second time. Got blood clots again in her body. She has factor V blood clotting disorder. I want people to know that factor V blood clotting disorder and COVID do not go together. So think twice before you get that shot. You might have morbidities and you might think, I need that shot because I'm sick and I have ailments, but you also better think about the other problems that you might have if you take that shot. We did not know she had factor V blood clotting disorder until after that, and it does not do well with the COVID shot. She's now on Eliquis for the rest of her life. It's $600 a month.
Oh, God have mercy. Yeah. 877-377-4373. Your stories, the lockdowns, the shutting down of schools, the shot itself. How did our country's response to a virus hurt you? Will, New York, go.
Yeah, I was retiring. I'd worked on my life, and my dream was I was going to have a woodworking shop here in upstate New York. So the last 2 years before I retired, I spent thousands of dollars on tools to get ready. 6 weeks before I was going to retire, I had to get the shot. I was working for a school. I got the shot. 2 weeks after I got the shot, I woke up one morning, and my left arm was paralyzed, and my hands had lost movement, and it's been almost 2 years now, and I lost use of my hands. I can't do any woodworking at all, and it all stemmed from that shot. So I know that.
We're up against the clock. 877-377-4373. Tell your story. 877-377-4373. Before we get back to these, let's do this. Let's make sure we're prepared at all times, right? We're prepared at all times to meet somebody who's mentally ill, drugged out, evil, violent. Our society is filling up more and more with these people. And this isn't, well, I don't live in a city. This isn't specific to one city, one state. This is the norm out there now. And as people start to get more desperate for various reasons, this problem gets worse. Carry something on you at all times. All times. At home, away, the gas station. Get a hero gun. Get a hero arrow. Even for the non-gun person in your life. It's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Shoots either pepper balls or pepper gel. It will stop a bad man in his tracks, and anyone can do it. The Hero Arrow, right in your, it fits in your pocket. Forget your purse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get back to these here in just a second. 12-year-old steals a forklift and leads police on a slow-speed chase in Michigan. They took this 12-year-old boy down to juvie. When they finally got him after an hour, they took him down to juvie. Oh, come on! Let the boy live! Chris, find out if he needs bail money or something like that. We need to get him out of juvie. We're coming, young blood! We're coming! All right, we'll get back to these calls in a second. Hey, Jesse, my grandma was in a Southern Illinois nursing home, and we couldn't even visit her for the last 6 months of her life. When she was in relatively okay health, besides her window, she tested positive for COVID and transferred her to a different nursing home where they stuck all the other COVID patients 2 hours away and didn't tell us until the next morning she was already en route to the other nursing home, and they told us she was doing okay at that point. Got a call early the next morning that she passed away on the way there in an ambulance. She was a strong woman. Raised my dad and aunt when grandpa was fighting in Korea and helped many. I think he did want me to say her name. Joy Jarvis was her name. Joy Jarvis, the last 6 months of her life, no family, died in an ambulance all alone. I'm not going to let it go. Why would you do an episode like it's November 28th or 2023? Why not let it go? Because Joy's family deserves better. These people with these stories, I'm not letting it go. You shouldn't let it go. And the sad part is how many people have let it go. Jewish producer Chris asked me during the break, he said, did a single lockdown politician lose their job? And I really can't think of one. If there is one, I can't think of one. They all kept their job, kept their money, kept their power. Vicky, Colorado, go.
I got fired because I wouldn't get the vaccine, and they accidentally sent us an email to all of us unvaccinated people, so we all ganged up on them. We did send a bunch of emails giving them laws and all kinds of crap. Well, they fired us all. And after that, I applied for the same company when they dropped the vaccine mandate. It was a different department, so they didn't know me. They hired me. Then when it went to HR, they sent me a letter saying I was not hired, even though I had the letter proving I was hired. I'm blackballed.
Did you end up landing on your feet? What you doing now, Vicky?
I've been doing, I know no one knows what it is, but mystery shopping. I've done Shipt, like delivering groceries. I had worked for that company for 8 years. And it was kind of my career for a while there. And every other company also blackballed me because they all know each other. It's a government contract position. But it doesn't matter because I always land on my feet.
Yeah, good for you. You'll be fine. Good grief. Aaron, Denver, go.
I had COVID in January of 2020. Taught skiing in the mountains. Everybody had it. Was forced to get the shot in order to keep working. My daughter tried to take her life, and several of her friends, they were 12 years old in high school, and it killed my mother-in-law. And these people should go to jail for it.
Yes, ma'am, they should. Good grief. Brian, Vancouver, Washington, go.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for having this show. I appreciate it. I had a 21-year-old son who was in really good shape, worked out four times a week. He was a black belt in Taekwondo. We homeschooled him. His head was screwed on straight, but he had to get the jab in order to attend his brother's wedding overseas. You couldn't travel without the jab, right? 6 months after getting the jab, he developed pulmonary hypertension. Poor kid couldn't go up a flight of steps without being exhausted, right? We almost lost him a couple of times. He almost became a statistic. Now he's got to take experimental drugs, possibly for the rest of his life. We don't know what the side effects are, but they allow him to live somewhat of a more normal life. This is a 21-year-old kid.
I'm sorry, brother, man. Oh, man, that fills me with such rage. I've got two boys, right? I've got two boys, 13 and 15. Imagine having to put them on meds now for the rest of their lives. That poor guy. Good grief. 877-377-4373. Jen, Long Beach, Mississippi. Go.
Hey, thank you for doing this show, Jesse. This problem is not going to go away. It is right on our faces, and our future leaders are going to continue to have problems. I'm an early educator. I'm in a lower grade elementary school, special education teacher, and our students are nowhere near where they need to be right now in reading, math, social skills, technology, nothing. It is scary. It's terrifying. And they're asking teachers to jump through hoops to make it work, close the gaps. And these kids are 2, 3, 4 years below their grade levels where they're supposed to be. And these are the kids who are supposed to be the ones taking care of us. And it's a huge, huge, huge problem right now.
It is a huge problem. Yes, it is. And thank you for what you do. Damon, Colorado, go.
Jess, what's up? Hey, man, my heart goes out to all these families, and these stories are horrible. Mine's a little different. My daughter in July of 2020 qualifies for the Little League World Series down in Waco. It's closer to your neck of the woods. We get down there. One of the girls has like a sniffle. They kick us out of the tournament. We just get down traveling from Colorado, like 2.5 days, a little bit warm down there. And, all that money spent, all that stress or whatever. And we're on protest outside of the hotel, and the girls can't even get in a hotel. 12-year-old little girls and waiting, and we have to wait a whole day just to travel back to Colorado. What a capital S show, man. It was it was pretty tough.
I'm sorry, man. Best to your daughter.
Gosh,
that sucks. Jesse, I know you asked for stories of bad things that happened during COVID response, but I would have to say it was a net positive for me. Yes, I almost lost my job for not taking an experimental medical procedure, and the economy sucks, and the communists gained a ton of power, but I learned so much. I learned a lot about the people around me, how many people prefer safety over freedom and want to be told what to do, especially about the evil that lurks in this world. I have always been skeptical of the government and media, but didn't realize how skeptical I should have been. Most importantly, I realized how little respect I should have for the My Body, My Choice crowd. My libertarian view of abortion has swung towards protecting those who cannot protect themselves. His name is Derek. Look, I called the COVID lockdowns the Great Sorting, S-O-R-T-I-N-G, the Great Sorting, because we got to sort through the people in our lives. You got to find out, and this is hard. Look, this can be very hard to hear. It can be very hard to accept, but you got to find out the people in your life, friends, coworkers, family members, who would happily turn you into the FBI without a moment of hesitation. The people in your life who sold everyone out down the river. Your mom who wouldn't let you visit because you didn't wear a mask. You didn't have your 18th booster shot. Your mom would turn you into the government without a moment of hesitation. You found out who the boot-licking servants were and who the actual free-thinking, caring Americans were. And I know that's hard. It's not like it's something to celebrate. That's hard, especially if it's someone close to you. It was my brother. It was my mom. It was my daughter. I know that's difficult, but wouldn't you rather know? I'd rather know the people in my life who are going to sell me down the river and the ones who are not. I'd rather know. All right. The lines are full again. I'll let you know whenever they open up. I'm not stopping. I'll keep going until we're done here. I'm not stopping with these. These stories need to be told, and these stories continue next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe there are people out there who don't like the Eagles. Who doesn't like the Eagles? They just sit back and just drive. The Eagles make me want to drive, man. We'll get back to these calls about your COVID experiences, the horrible things you went through. Here's another email. Oh, I have plenty of emails. Remember, you can still email me love, hate, death threats, your COVID stories, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, Jesse. I'm a nurse in Oregon, and my life was destroyed by the COVID response. I worked for the major hospital in Portland, so on and so forth. After working with COVID patients for a full year, it became very clear who was most at risk, the elderly, especially those with underlying conditions such as diabetes or heart conditions. In 2021, given my observations of who was being hospitalized, my husband and I decided we would take a wait-and-see approach, talking about on the vaccine. Because we didn't get the shot, we were uninvited from my outdoor family reunion that summer. Our siblings stopped talking to us. We lost friends. I was blamed for an in-law's non-COVID death. And when then Governor Kate Brown announced the vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers, I was fired from my job, my work from home job, having never missed a day, so on and so forth. My husband, who has a beard, was forced to wear a respirator and test weekly at work until the spring of 2022. We are just now starting to repair some relationships and ask ourselves almost daily, what are we living through? My husband and I are so thankful for your show. Chris is a heck of a producer and your service. Keep fighting the good fight. Buenas tardes. Said I can use her name. Her name is Laura.
Buenas tardes.
That's friggin' horrible, man. Story after story after story after story. Glenn in Spokane, go.
Hi, Jesse.
Go, boss.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry I didn't hear.
I've lost 7-8 friends since last spring. My mom died in April. My brother and my sister were both diagnosed with cancer. My cousin lost a 20-year-old. I can go to a funeral every week because I work with a lot of retirees, and they're dropping like flies. It's horrible. I also wonder about the flu shot, because my sister worked for the state taking care of developmentally disabled. They had the van come out, gave everybody flu shots. 3 people in 6 weeks died of blood clots, heart attack, and aneurysms. I don't...
Friggin' horrible. I thought he was done. I cut him off on accident. Dave, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, my story's a good and bad one. Oh, yeah, and the Napoleon movie. I'd love to go see that, but I'm going to wait for the world to calm down a little bit and then maybe even buy the DVD or something. Who knows? But, yeah, I had intentionally made myself homeless. I was, like, almost preparing a couple years before and had joined a church and was just – my experience was, you know, luckily right before the shutdown, I spent – I'd been – painting a house for 30 days, and I'm getting sick of that being inside, and got a job, and sitting at lunch, I got to check one of the local radio stations up here, independent, and they were talking about Wuhan and everything right before this is a shutdown was coming. And
Rocco, New Jersey, go.
Yeah, one of the guys on my crew, 52 years old, comes back from a jog, drops dead of a heart attack, wife and 2 kids. Second guy, 48, suddenly gets a massive stroke, totally disabled. My attorney gets the vax, ends up in intensive care. They don't know what's wrong with him. Thank God he's okay now. My real estate broker, beautiful woman, 50 years old, out of nowhere gets turbo cancer, gone.
Noah, Spokane, go.
I want to just say that I want to thank you for shedding light on these kind of stories, because there's so many people who need to start doing that more. So back during the quarantine stuff, my roommates realized how much money they could save or make on selling their house. And so they decided to sell their house during the middle of December. And one of my roommates, she ended up being found in the river. She murdered. And I ended up moving into this guy's house who listened to NPR radio 24/7 with surround sound speakers in the entire house. He was very, very propagandized. So by the time he found me one time using a cup of laundry detergent, and so he immediately said, "All right, that's it. Tomorrow you're getting vaccinated or you're out." So I told him, "You can't shove your propaganda down my throat. You can't make me make medical decisions. And in that case, I'll be out tomorrow." And that's the end of that story.
We have some lines finally opened up. Tell your story. 877-377-4373. Jesse, my brother-in-law's friend died from the COVID treatment, ventilator, and remdesivir. Co-worker's father dies of a heart attack, no previous heart problems. Co-worker dies of uterine cancer, quick onset, no prior history. Brother's father-in-law dies of cancer, quick onset, no prior history. My sister loses a pregnancy after getting vaccinated. My mother is currently fighting uterine cancer. There needs to be a reckoning. Story after story after story. You know, let me pause on the ugly stuff for a minute. Let's do something wonderful here real quick. We're going to get back to these. We will. Let's save a life tonight. There's enough ugly, obviously, stories out there, and I'm going to keep reading them, and we're going to keep telling them. And then, look, I'm not going to do this again tomorrow. This is not an all-the-time thing. This is not the kind of show we normally do. These stories deserve to be told. So pause. Let's give something to Preborn real quick, and we'll get back to these, all right? Preborn. What is Preborn doing? Well, you already know that they give free ultrasounds to women who are seeking an abortion. That means the babies growing inside of these mothers are in serious danger. Preborn gives them a free ultrasound. Do you know right now they're matching? When you give a tax-deductible gift, you know, all your preborn gifts are tax-deductible. When you give one of these gifts, they're matching them. That means you're not saving a life for $28. You're saving two. Lord knows how many you'd save if you give more. You give as much as you want. The year's ending. Again, tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Take advantage of match season. It is the season, is it not? Preborn.com/Jesse. It's look, buy one, get one free life night on Preborn, apparently. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Let's do remember the demons who did these things before we get back to the story.
The administration has decided not to continue to pursue the vaccine mandates. Are we going to regret this with another variant, say, in 6 months?
Well, I'm not sure the word regret is the right word, Chuck. I think it would be unfortunate because...
Unfortunate that they didn't mandate it, according to Fauci.
Lockdown like that should only be a temporary issue to allow you to do something in a positive way. In the era of vaccination, you might want to restrict until you can get your population in totality vaccinated.
Stay in your home. Lock these people away until everyone takes this brand new thing I told them was safe. Freaking evil and freaking wrong. And we're going to keep telling the stories on this show tonight. All right, still have an hour left. Buckle up. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.